Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. And to start with the survey, to start with the survey, may I know how many children? How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. Also, may I please know which of the following best describes the school your child attends this current school year? Is that one of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school but at South by Boston, a private school, or does he do homeschool?
I think she
Does she go to a public district school?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am?
Yes, we stay here?
Yeah, so does he study in a public school in Boston, inside the city of Boston? I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear you. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you so much for that. And what is your age, ma'am?
36.
Okay, thank you. How do you describe your gender?
Woman.
Thank you so much for that. And how would you describe your race?
I don't know. That one, I never understood it. They always say one thing and it's something else. Oh my God.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grade is your child in this current school year? Hello?
I'm listening. I'm thinking because it's just like,
Okay. I'm sorry. What grade does your child attend to this year?
10.
Thank you so much for that. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the VPS system, is the district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And would you say that you are very satisfied or just somewhat satisfied?
Just satisfied, yeah.
Thank you so much for that. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school?
Manicum, whatever you call it.
Would
he's still A.
Okay. C or A. I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
A.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And how about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools?
Okay, very okay.
Okay, would you say that's A, B, C, D, or F?
A, B, C, D.
Yes, which one? How would you grade them? A, B, C, D, or F, ma'am?
A, B, C.
Yes, what's the grade? A, B, C, D, or F that you will give to the Boston Public Schools?
That I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Thinking about now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public School?
Good.
Okay, and in that case, I would like to know if you had to grade it A, B, C, D, or F, which grade would you give it?
Put down what if you was, I'd change it to, let me say, a sneaker, but I'd have to know what, you know, how it works.
Yeah, the thing is that this is Michelle Wu, who is the mayor, right? We would like to know what grade do you give her about the job that she's doing with the public schools from Boston. If you had to grade it, would that be A, V, C, Z, or F?
Z.
V as in David?
Mm-hmm.
Or V as in Bravo?
No, I just said the first one.
Okay. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment?
How, say that last part, how what, up to?
Yes, would you say that it's very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Yes, it's very well.
Thank you so much for that. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and the students. In your view, how well do you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Would you say very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Not that very well.
Okay, so not too well, right?
Right.
If you had to say whose interest you think the public school, the Boston public school system is most focused on serving, parents, teachers, students, the superintendent or BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community?
I didn't hear the question that well.
Yeah, let me repeat it back. If you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston public school system is most focused on serving? You can pick up to two. Would they be parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, or VPS system leaders, or the local community, or politicians?
Lack of the community.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Is there any other one that you think they are focused on serving?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, thank you so much for that. How engaged do you want to be with your child's education?
Oh, say it again. I didn't catch the first word.
Yes. How engaged do you want to be with your child's education?
Mm-hmm. That I don't know. I don't know.
Would you say that you would like to be very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged with your child's education, ma'am?
Say somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education? Would you say that they allow you to be very well, somewhat engaged? Not to engage or not at all engaged?
Somewhat engaged.
Thank you so much for that. At the same time, as a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? Now, I will read them, and then you tell me how strongly do you feel that you agree or you disagree, okay? The Boston public school system makes it easier for me to share my concerns. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Thank you so much. And would you say you somewhat disagree, or do you strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. And now, the communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Would you say you agree or disagree to that? Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. The communications I receive from the Boston public school systems are easy to understand. Do you agree or disagree to that?
They agree.
Okay. Would you say you strongly agree or you somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much for that. Now, do you think that your feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school system?
That again? I didn't understand the first word.
Would you say that your feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school system?
Yeah.
Okay, and would you say you strongly agree or you somewhat agree to that?
Somewhat agree to that.
Thank you so much for that. Now, also I have right here, the Boston public school system makes me feel welcome. Would that be somewhat agree or strongly agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, how concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. How concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at the school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
A little concerned.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And how much have you heard or read about potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston public school system? Would you say that it's a great deal, a fair amount, not very much, nothing at all?
Not very much.
Thank you so much for that. As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston public schools than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, will close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for BPS? Would you say that you have heard a great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
Not that much. I haven't heard that much about it.
Okay, a fair amount, right?
Fair amount, yeah.
Thank you. As you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS will include several elements. Would you say that you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS? The first element is renovating schools. Would you say that you support or oppose this?
See.
So would you say that you strongly support or you somewhat support it?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, what about modernizing some schools?
Yes, I agree with that.
And would you say that you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support it.
What about merging some schools?
What about what?
merging some schools.
And what support?
Thank you. What about closing some schools?
I agree with that too.
Then would you say that you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat support it.
Thank you.
How would you rate the condition of your child's school? Would you say that that it is in a great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
Pretty good condition.
Thank you. So we have good and we have great. Which one would you go for?
Blue or what else?
Great condition or good condition?
Gray.
Okay, thank you so much for that. To the best of your knowledge, with your child to school, will be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools? Would you take
this? You sound like you're underwater.
Okay, let me repeat myself back. To the best of your knowledge, would your child's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools?
Modernize?
Yes. So, to the best of your knowledge, do you know if your child's school will be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. How familiar are you with the history of school integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s?
Not much.
Okay, so would you say that you are not too familiar or not at all familiar or somewhat familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, thank you so much for that. As you may know, a 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to schools in other places around the city. Do you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents, or grandparents, experience this period in Boston?
Say the last part again.
Yes, let me repeat it back. As you may know, a 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including Boston students to school in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents, or grandparents, experience this period in Boston?
Yes.
And would that be you, your parents, your grandparents?
Yeah.
Okay. The three of them, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, almost done. Do any of your children attend a BCS school outside of your immediate neighborhood?
I couldn't even understand what you just said. It's not kind of water.
Okay,
and I didn't go to work. I'll make this quick. I am so tired.
Yes, ma'am. We are almost done. Do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood?
No.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you. Have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston public school system to address the impact of racism and segregation?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about ways the Boston public schools could work against long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing the right amount?
Do more.
Thank you. Do you feel that your child's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected?
No.
Thank you.
How has the number of teachers from diverse racial and ethnic backgrounds within your child's school changed over the past few years? There are more now, there are fewer now, or there has been no change?
I don't know. I haven't seen a change.
Thank you. So you said you will say that there has been no change, right?
No change.
The last few questions are statistical purposes only. Does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
Yes.
Thank you. Does your child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
I didn't understand what you just said.
Yes. Does your child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
Oh. Yes.
Thank you. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Any other?
No.
Thank you so much for that. Have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere
no.
else?
No. Somewhere else.
Okay, so you moved from somewhere else. Thank you. How long have you lived in the city of Boston, ma'am? Less than 1 year, 1 to 4 years, 5 to 9 years, 10 to 19 years, or 20 or more years?
I really couldn't tell you because I don't remember that far back.
Okay, thank you so much for that. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The grade I finished?
Mm-hmm.
High school.
Okay, thank you so much for that. At the same time, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Would you say that you got below $25,000, 25 to less than 35,000, 35 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75 to less than 100,000, 100 to less than 150,000, 150,000 or more?
I do not know. I didn't even think about that.
Okay, it's okay then. This concludes our story. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a wonderful night today. Sleep well.
Huh?
We're done with the survey, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye, ma'am.